Nice song. That's Imagine Dragons and Demons. Well, it gives me tremendous pleasure, and I'm sure to you too, Simon.
100%. Finally.
Finally, to speak to Isaac Mangena from City Power. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And it's so lovely to have you in studio. It's much better than the telephone.
Thanks for inviting me.
And you come on a Thursday.
I got lost.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
because you...
Blame Lindy.
Blame Lindy and all the traffic circles on the way to get you.
She's too pretty to blame her. How do you blame such a beautiful woman?
I know. She said it's got a happy ending, so after this, it's fine.
Yes. Okay, so we came up with some questions for you, okay, about the rollout of these meters.
The smart meters.
Okay, the smart meters. Are you going to roll them out across Johannesburg?
Yes, we're gonna.
All homes are gonna have the smart meters.
We're gonna roll them out across Johannesburg.
Yes.
We have started with Region A, Region B, and I think Region F.
Right.
That's your Randburg, Midrand, and parts of inner city coming down towards the
Jeppy
side of
Star.
Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah. The side of Jewish.
Yes. Well, in a taxi they call it Jewish.
I know.
Really?
I know. Yes.
Goodness
if
gracious.
If you go from Noord.
Yes. Noord and Penn. if when you take a taxi to this side, they
Jewish.
Say Jewish.
And is there a hand signal for it?
No.
I'm not sure. No. I think you find it there. They just point it to you.
Yeah,
it's not like you
Jewish.
Find it along the road. Yes. That's what they call it.
Okay, so when is it going to come to Jewish?
I think it's going to be starting around March this side.
Okay.
But some parts of it would definitely get it, like your the Bruma side,
yes,
and going up into the city.
Okay, because that would be like the JP's Town side.
Yeah,
JP's
side, okay. JP's Town, and in the inner city itself, and then Melville, Cresta, Rambeck, and then.
Isaac, what are smart meters? What do they do? What are they going to do for us? How are they going to make our lives easier?
I think the name itself is self-explanatory. Smart. Smartphone, smart meter.
Yes.
Basically, there's this concept of smart cities that has been rolled out across the world. Most cities have already basically gone smart in terms of their billing system, in terms of revenue collection, and also in terms of basically like how we read meters and stuff. So smart meters is basically going to take us there. This is one instrument of the cities of the future. Basically, the city of Johannesburg is going there. Already, it was calling itself a world-class city. So basically, that world-class should really be visible even on the ground in terms of what we are using, the systems that we are using.
Yeah.
So that's basically where we're going with smart cities. So what is happening is that currently, with the current meters, they won't be compatible with the systems if we are not starting to change now. It's like maybe using that old TV with the new decoder,
right?
And it's not compatible. It doesn't read properly, or even at some point doesn't even work.
Right.
So that's exactly that. But also, it's a case of making it easy for us to do the reading remotely. Without us coming to knock at your door,
that would be life changing.
To say, this is Isaac. I have to produce ID. Sometimes I'm not even Isaac.
Exactly. We won't get those Facebook messages anymore saying these three men are dressing up as City Power people.
Yes.
Don't give them access to your property. You know,
never thought about that, but that's true. There's a big safety implication there that's beneficial to all of us.
Big safety
and cost
implication, and even cost that's included in there, because what's going to happen is that we will be able to, you know, obviously remotely check the meters.
Will you be able to switch off our meters? Our electricity remotely?
Isaac,
don't flash.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
But, I mean,
let's know the facts.
You are a good citizen. I mean, you'll be paying, you know, so that's for those who won't be paying.
Is it going to help Joburg City to kind of get the billing sorted out?
It's gonna help the city deal with the issues of billing. We know that is the serious problem currently, because there are just so many problems. But with it, it's more accurate. it's, or at least close to accurate.
Mm.
Now what you're having is a situation where you'll have people saying they've been billed 1 million rands and they don't even know where it's coming from. But right. It also will detect when you've got a breach, someone breaching your electricity.
Oh, we know that is smart.
We know that's the problem currently with most townhouses and stuff, and they have people coming to,
yeah.
to basically take their line, and yeah. then they've got lines. Sometimes you don't even notice.
I actually drove through Cosmos City.
Yes.
Across yes. the road, Isaac. Mm-hmm. They've got these illegal connections. Have you driven on that road?
I haven't, but I've seen pictures of these types of connections.
These illegal connections. Dangerous. Yes. And they're going into shopping centers and shops and houses, and I'm just thinking, this is an absolute nightmare waiting to happen.
It's dangerous. I mean, already we dealt with several cases where children don't know.
Yeah.
You and I may say, oh, this looks dangerous. But yeah. child, they see a wire that they can play with,
yeah.
and they got electrocuted. And it's you know, I mean, it's a serious thing about that. And I think it's something that we're also trying to deal with alongside the JMPD. And the SAPS, we've got serious problem around the port area, around Lenasia, because of there are land grabs that are happening in Lenasia in particular. And these people, after taking the land, they also connect themselves.
They want electricity.
Yeah, they right. want electricity, they want water,
charge
they want all this kind of things. I drove there yesterday, and you know, they've already connected themselves to water. I don't know how, but hopefully Joburg Water will go there. We are planning to go in with the JMPD. I'm also working on a plan with Yusuf Abramji, you remember him from 702, on this Leaders A thing.
From
Leaders A. So we're trying to come up with a campaign where we basically, because if people start fiddling with city power equipment, it affects you as a paying customer. I mean,
oh, no, we're going to pay for it.
Yes, you're going to pay for it.
We pay for all of these.
They are stealing the coppers. They're stealing electricity. So you pay for the electricity for yourself and even for those who have actually stolen it.
Yeah.
But then the nightmare of you walking into your house now after this show and there's no electricity because someone has stolen the cable. It's really something that you don't want to experience. So we are trying to work on that to say people should be, obviously city power cannot be everywhere, but people can actually see some of these people doing suspicious
people.
We need to
develop a more conscious yes. civil society.
Yes, I think that's what we're trying to do with Yusuf, and we should be able to roll it out soon so that at least
Fantastic.
People are conscientized about this.
Isaac, there's a question that's come through from one of our listeners.
Yes.
It says, we have a smart meter already for some time. Is there an updated one? Please ask Isaac. So do they need to get an updated one? Would the one that they have be different? They've had it for a while, they said.
Where are they from?
Or do they, in fact, have a smart meter?
They don't say.
Just a prepaid meter? Or
maybe it's a prepaid.
They said a smart meter.
Maybe it's a prepaid that is not really smart.
Yes.
Where do they stay?
They don't.
If they're around here, then it probably is a prepaid, but not really.
That's an aspect of all this that I was thinking about. So this move to a smart meter in no way is a push to get us to pay differently. It's not to get us all onto prepaid pay-as-you-go, is it?
No, it's not really. I mean, you still have a choice, but we encourage people to basically go to pay as you go, because you can manage the consumption, you can manage what you want to use per month. But it's not really like we want to face off everyone and say you need to join the prepaid queue.
Now we've got a proposal that we want to make, right? Well, Simon actually had a question about the smart meters.
Okay,
I was very interested as to what makes them run. Is it electricity? Or how do they work? What powers them?
Do they run off electricity?
They run off electricity.
So if there's a power outage,
then city power is going to go head to head with Eskom.
If there is power outage in your house, not the whole...
Okay, but in South Africa, there's very irregularly a power outage in my house. There's an hour power outage in the whole.
Everywhere.
Yes, that's the problem.
I would have communicated that with you. I stay just down the road, so chances are I'll be affected as well.
I've got to say, it's a real pity to me that City Power has employed a person like you, because it's difficult to dislike them as much.
I'm your neighbor. So whatever affects you in terms of power, it will affect me too. But I think we will be powering those smart meters.
Will they go on a different grid, or how's it going to work?
They'll go on the same grid, but there is a portion that would be
battery or something.
Yeah, it's not going to be you charging you because of it's running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. What happens in townhouse complexes and apartments? Does each unit get a smart meter?
Yes, each unit will get a smart meter as well in the complex.
Jeez, it eases a lot of headaches for landlords. Yeah. I think
Isaac, I'm going off topic a little bit here, but Kathy had a very bright idea a little while ago, saying that if we were to take away every traffic light in Joburg, we'd have no more electrical problems.
We'd replace it with traffic circles.
Do you agree?
Can we make a proposal to you?
Can I ask why she thought so?
That's a very good question.
Okay, you two talk among yourselves. I'm going to go and get the stats.
Because, okay, most of our traffic lights, in fact, let me not say most, I think 30% probably, they actually run on solar.
That's interesting. So yes. That's the end of the argument right there.
That's basically where we're trying to move. They are not connected to the grid. But yes, there are those that are still on the old grid. And we obviously we're having problems when they go off. People normally call JRA, but they're actually controlled they're replaced by JRA, but then they get power from City Power. Same as the street
sense.
Lights.
Yeah.
Even in areas where Eskom is actually still running the area, like most of Midrand and some of Soweto, it's Eskom, but then the street lights are actually our street lights.
Okay. And can I just quote this research?
You want to defend yourself.
I didn't suck it out of my thumb.
See what you can do.
I read, okay. So this was a study done by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Studies have shown that roundabouts, aka traffic circles, mm-hmm. are safer than traditional stop sign or signal controlled intersections, aka traffic lights. Roundabouts reduced injury crashes by 75% at intersections where stop signs or signals were previously used for traffic control, according to a study.
Where do you want me to start to respond to that?
Wherever you like.
Please the word roundabout. Roundabout is UK, British. British means stand in line and queue and behave. This is South Africa. The same rules don't apply. We will be dead by the traffic circles by the million.
Thank you.
Countrywide. There'll be carnage and slaughter.
Let's queue and be nuts.
A classic example. It's also about the number of cars that actually go through that circle, and I think he's right. And
imagine a taxi and a circle.
Exactly.
Well, you'd have to make them like quite flat circles, so the taxis could still go over them.
Have you noticed the amount of time you wait in a traffic when lights are not there and you've got controllers?
It's always longer than
when actually you've got the lights going.
I've noticed that it was shorter when you've got pointsmen. Are you talking about mm-hmm. pointsmen?
Yes.
It's usually shorter.
Where do you stay?
Isn't it incredible how she gets the complete wrong side of the thing?
I'm also your neighbor.
It's remarkable.
I've always been like, okay, and remember the points men actually switch it off.
Yeah,
it's not like there's anything with it.
Yeah.
They switch it off and then
the top of Louis Vuitton.
You know, I need to defend South Africans a little because I've been pretty nasty about how badly behaved we are and we can't live
ahead.
With that. But I lived in Australia for a short while. We are resilient and we are powerful and we've learned how to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Because I happened to be in Australia once and there was a very unusual event there. There was a power outage
mm-hmm.
and they had no idea at all how to function without lights.
Yeah, but Australians have it so easy that when they run out of eggs, they panic.
Well, that's exactly what I saw with my own eyes.
They can't deal with any amount of stress.
So you say having no power is unusual?
No, it's incredibly unusual. It's
they're not fashionable. They're not efficient.
We need to change our language, though, Isaac. Can we please change our language?
Sure.
It's not power that we don't have. It's electricity that we don't have. As South Africans,
you are citing
we
the
are
British,
powerful people.
What did the British call it?
what do they call what?
I mean, they call petrol, gas or something, and then we...
A roundabout. Our own,
roundabouts.
So they call it roundabout.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because you just go roundabout.
So they also don't call it power. They call it electricity. Or you're saying they...
We need to change our electricity terminology.
Yeah, we need to.
It's not that we don't have power.
We need to. We need to. Especially because
under apartheid, we didn't have power.
Especially because of we also now move into energy.
Power, you know, we don't have electricity.
You know, we move into these things called energy now.
Yes.
You know, a green energy, this energy, yes. Solar energy. So in future, we may not even have electricity to talk about.
That's true.
Yes. Some countries, in fact, they're only using
10%. Will you come be a spokesperson for Hal Finn then? Because you won't need to tell anybody.
If my shower is still there, then I will.
All right. We've got Isaac Mangena. Mangena. From City Power. If you've got any questions about the smart meters, we've asked him to stay with us. He'll be with us for the next hour. And we're going to play some music. Can we play some music?
We can. And then I want to ask him about cost.
Do I pay for not being here on Monday?